A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked about in the temple area of the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the highlights that I've been blessed to have as a priest was to preside at in Fatima, where the apparitions occurred in Portugal. And we got assigned the Mass at 4 a.m., right? And this is right after we landed from L.A., and I think we got about 3 hours sleep. But there was an overwhelming sense of holiness there. And if any of you have been there, I'm sure you'd agree with me. And the message of Our Lady of Fatima is a very clear one. It's a matter of repentance and loving our Lord, to look at our lives and to love Jesus so much, to reflect upon how we could all be better disciples, and how as we change to be better people, we could bring the good news of Jesus Christ to one another. So the message is very simple, to be people of prayer, to look into our hearts and our minds to see how we can grow as a disciple of Christ, and to bring that good news of Jesus to one another. We're so blessed to have our Blessed Mother at our side. She's always up there in heaven praying for us, interceding for us, rooting us on like any good mother who loves their children, because she sees the good in each and every one of us. So this special day, let's ask Our Lady of Fatima to intercede for all of us now, that we may have the courage and humility to repent and to grow as disciples of Jesus.